Julius Caesar, a beautiful and popular girl from a wealthy family, has been selected as the face of Rome Preparatory Academy, an elite all-girls boarding school. She will be the president of the student council and represent the school at both fundraising and social events, including homecoming, over which she will preside as queen. Although well-liked, Caesar's sense of entitlement and hubris are resented by other subjects. If that sounds familiar, but some of the details seem new, you're keeping up with us just fine. The theater department at SUNY New Paltz is staging a production of William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar set in a girls' boarding school. This reimagining of the tragedy of Julius Caesar asks the audience to consider violence on a more personal level by eliminating the safe distance of history and putting the weapons in the hands of young people. The production's director, Lauren Bone Noble, is an adjunct lecturer in the Department of Theater Arts at SUNY New Paltz. She joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Very nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
Professor and movement coach Connie Rotunda is here as well.
Hello.
I don't know this to be a fact, but you may be our first movement coach.
Wow.
I don't know that, but...
I'm moving right now as I talk. Yes.
But I like
self-coach.
I like that title. And Professor Catherine Daugherty is here as well. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
A delight. Okay. So who wants to take the first question of how this came to be?
Ooh, me.
Okay.
That would be Lauren.
Lauren, go.
Well, this came to be 2 years ago. The play was selected by the play selection committee. Very official sounding. Mm-hmm. And my husband happens to sit on that committee, so he comes home at night and we talk over dinner about what plays are being thought about. And when he said Julius Caesar, I got very excited. I love this play. And I said, oh, they should do an all-female version. And that was pretty much that. But he encouraged me to think about it more and to consider what I really meant by that. And I did. And I came up with this idea of setting it in a boarding school for girls.
So did you know what you meant by that when you said that?
No, I had no idea. I just knew I was eating tacos and having dinner and hanging out, you know, with my husband.
Like you do.
Yeah, like you do. But I just thought it would be cool. And at the time, there was an all-female production in the city done by a company called the Donmar Warehouse of Julius Caesar. And I just thought it was exciting. I thought it would be fun. I thought it would be great for the female students to have this opportunity. So thinking about what I meant by that was important to me.
So what does it let you, and I guess this question is for all of you, but what does it let you explore?
Well, it lets us explore, I think, most importantly, the violence in a more urgent way. It's easier to dissociate and sit back from the play when it's set in ancient Rome.
Right.
And when middle-aged guys in togas are stabbing each other, you kind of can remove yourself from it. But when it's young women in the present day, it's much more visceral, I think, for the audience.
And I think there's something that about the adrenaline of young people and the impulse of young people, mm-hmm. and not thinking before they act. We were talking about this in the car on the way over, where this impulse that they have, there's more of a predilection to having the violence escalate and get beyond their control and go down a slippery slope that they cannot recover from.
Yeah.
So let me ask the question of, can it be contemporary and achieve what you just mentioned if it were men and women?
Absolutely. You could do whatever you want. This is the great thing about Shakespeare, Joe,
right.
is that it's like this open palette, and you have all these choices of colors to paint with. And this was just what was interesting to me. And it's also what I would like to say to any audience member who would want to do Shakespeare. Anybody can do it. You can set it in any format you want. And the words are for everyone. They're not just for English guys.
And in fact, the young women in the text are being played by young men.
Yes.
And there's no difference.
Right.
It's the words take care of themselves.
And then I think it provides this really great opportunity, since we're an educational institution, to allow students to explore venues that they normally might not get to explore. So for a young female actor to be able to kind of hook into what does it take, what kind of person do they have to kind of explore to become that sort of warrior that they have to look at and find that sense of strength in themselves to play it?
We just had a gentleman on the program 2 weeks ago by the name of Brian Darries who has this Theater of War project. Are you aware of this? It's a really interesting project where he takes Shakespeare and Greek tragedy and brings it to audiences with both social and political concerns. So you would bring a particular play to people who are suffering with domestic violence or suffering with addiction issues or whatever the case may be, loss of some kind, and the power that the theater then becomes so resonant.
Mm-hmm.
So and what you're doing is very similar to that, except that you're bringing the text into a more contemporary, instead of drawing the parallels, you're presenting it in a way of saying, okay, this is what you see. Mm-hmm. So we see the parallels right away, right?
Yeah. Yes, I think so. And I think it also, in addition to bridging that gap for the audience, I think it also bridges the gap for the student actors. Because Shakespeare is incredibly difficult material, and it's even more difficult if it's set in a long ago time period and you're playing characters that are far away in age from yourself. So we take away some of those extra challenges and just say, here, deal with the language, tell the story, be a character you understand and you get. And I think it makes them feel more empowered with the language that it's theirs.
And there's an immediacy to it when it's in Brutus's dorm room. Or, you know, when you hear Brutus's dorm room or Julius Caesar's dorm room, there's an immediacy for not only the audience but for the student actors, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Was there ever a thought to change the names?
Not for me. People have asked that a lot. Did you change the names? And I didn't want to mess with it too much. I felt like the concept was enough. And really, what's in a name anyway, right?
Right.
If I introduced myself as Terry and you didn't know if I was a woman or a man, would it really matter? So I don't think the names
No, but if you
matter.
Introduce yourself as Brutus.
Right.
not anymore, man. Not anymore.
Okay, all right.
I think that's another thing that makes it contemporary, Joe, is that young people have a whole different association with gender and names and their gender identity. It's much different than it was when I was in college.
Well, I understand that. And I guess also because we also come to it, and maybe students, but certainly adults will come to it with that idea of our notion of Brutus or our notion of Caesar.
Caesar, yeah.
Right.
Well, my hope is that very quickly those preconceived notions in your history will fall away.
Go away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the hope, is that what the actors are doing on stage will be so compelling that it doesn't matter what their names are, because you're listening to the story is being told.
Yes.
So help me out with this. So how do the three of you work together? What are your respective roles in putting this project
well,
together?
Catherine and I are both in the show as soothsayers. So
I could not think of two better soothsayers than you two.
Well, thank you so very much. And then we're just soothsaying is what we do.
That's right. We're just saying the sooth. And I worked as the movement coach. So I worked with the cast in terms of helping them find gesture and shape and tempo and how they related to each other and finding their sense of being grounded in the work and on the stage.
How hard is that to teach?
Mm-hmm. It's not hard to teach. It's
because I would think it would come with a comfort
of the
material.
Movement is our first language. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the first way that we communicated, and so it's a matter of kind of teaching a language of movement and helping the students sense it, right? And then once they allow themselves into the experience, they kind of get it, right? So it's not hard. It's just a matter of providing the conditions in which they can begin to find it for themselves.
And Lauren, you're the ringmaster.
Sure.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. And
I'm the head
ringmaster
clown
at that.
How many students in the cast?
There are 20 students in the cast, and Connie and Catherine for a big old cast of 22. It's a big cast.
It is a big cast.
Yeah.
How does it fit into the overall mission of the theater department?
Jeez, Catherine.
Oh, I think it fits in. What's really lovely about this particular production is that it fits in the mission of the Theater Arts Department, where, one, as far as our programming is concerned, we want to cover contemporary work. We want to cover mm-hmm. classic work and experimental work. And we also want to celebrate the diversity of our students, be it color, be it gender. And I think one of the remarkable things about that is that it fits in with the college as a whole as a mission. SUNY New Paltz really celebrates the arts in the Upper Valley and supports it tremendously, and so too supports our Theater Arts Department. Mm-hmm. So it's almost this double whammy of this remarkable celebration of our diversity and giving opportunities. You know, the theater's kind of funny. There's usually more men in theater than there are women. Mm-hmm. And there's
vice versa, or more women than men.
There's more women than men, yes. There's more women than men, but there's more roles for men. Mm. And so, right. and that's sort of traditional in theater. And so when you have an opportunity and the support from the Theater Arts Department and the administration mm-hmm. to be able to roll the dice on something like this, quite frankly, and say, let's see how this is going to work, then I think it fits very well with stripping away stereotypical ideas of historic
gender.
Drama mm-hmm. and classics, and making them immediate and really celebrating the diversity and our gender differences.
Who wrote the text?
William Shakespeare.
Okay, so you're using the...
Yes, we're using the text. It's the only thing we've changed are pronouns and a couple of nouns here and there. We say queenly crown instead of kingly crown. We okay. say this is my boyfriend, not my wife. So... little things here and there, but it is Shakespearean text.
The language period. Of Shakespeare.
The language
is
of Shakespeare.
And it snipped a little bit.
Oh, I cut it, yes. Yeah. I did cut it here.
You got
there.
To edit Shakespeare.
I did. It was a glorious feeling.
And he's
I feel
furious.
So. Yes, he's furious. I'd like to think I didn't do any damage, just shortened it up a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Like, this is a point I assume where you just look at it and say, okay, we get the point. We can move on to the
yes.
next thing.
Yes. Well, you know, we live in a different time, obviously.
Right.
We don't have to
bang this over the head.
No, right. No. We're not standing outside with a bunch of other people who can't read watching theater. We're in a nice, comfortable theater watching. It's just a different world. So.
It's a really lovely cutting of the text because it's distilled to
yes.
the pure ideas and plot ideas that move the story forward. And
yes.
I think Lauren's done a
and,
terrific job of that.
And also she's made it so that the show lasts about 90 minutes, and so there is no intermission. But there's something really great about that to kind of keep the action going, because an intermission would sort of break the
sure.
the flow of it.
And
so
the tension.
There's a beautiful fluidity and tension to it that continues.
The SUNY New Paltz Theater Department presents Julius Caesar Thursday through Sunday this week and next week. So Thursday through Sunday this week and Thursday through Sunday next week. To learn more, go to newpaltz.edu/theater. newpaltz.edu/theater. Lauren and Connie and Catherine, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you here. Best of luck with a wonderful project, and thank you so much for doing the great work.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Great
Thanks
pleasure.
For having
thank
us.
You. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.